everybody. Look at you, Maureen. Hello, everybody. Hello, Sabrina. Hello. Our lovely interpreters. So if you need a headset, there are so many around the table. It's scary. I may start talking in foreign tongues after the day I've had today, so careful. So what I'd like to do is just introduce three people. One is Dave Vasea, who is our Vice President for Asia-Pacific, Australia.
Hello, everyone. I hope you are all leaning to the Dublin time zone. My name is Save Vodea. I'm one of the regional vice presidents for stakeholder engagement. I'm based in Brisbane, Australia, looking after the Pacific Island, Australia and New Zealand. So I'm really glad that at this meeting we have a lot of folks that are here. Pacific Island is always considered as underserved regions as well. I've got two other colleagues here that have come through the fellowship program as well, and I'll get them to explain themselves and their role as well. I'll start with Maureen.
My name is Maureen Hilliard. I'm on the at-large advisory committee, and I started, like you guys, actually...
Which country?
Oh, from the Cook Islands, the same place that Pua comes from, Pua and I from the same country, the Cook Islands. But I have to introduce Priscilla Kevin, who I have met for the very first time, and yet we have been together on the board of Pacific Islands of the Internet Society for a whole year, and I've spoken to her on the phone occasionally when Skype's working for her, and we've come all the way from the Pacific to meet in Dublin, and it's absolutely amazing. I really do appreciate that she's here as a fellow. But what I wanted to say is that Siosi and I... my very first fellowship meeting, I was here with Siosi, and it's really important that when you're here and you can engage with as many different sections of the ICANN community as you can, until you decide on which section is actually going to be your little niche, the one that you're going to work really, really hard in. And I was really, really fortunate to have gone through the program with this wonderful lady who really did instill in us some really fantastic ideals about this place. So listen to her.
Sure, now you're involved.
Oh, and I told them, I'm on the ALAC.
I'll introduce to you the Honourable Deputy Prime Minister, Siosi Savoleni, who is the Deputy Prime Minister, and he also holds the portfolio as a Minister for Communications and the GAC rep for Tonga.
Savi was saying, my name is Siosi Savoleni, I'm from Tonga. We are exactly 12 hours on the other side of the world. So basically, I should be waking up now, but now I'm going back to bed. So it's been hard. I mean, with the time difference, especially with the 7 o'clock time that Mama Jay put on us, especially when we started on the fellowship in Cartagena, my first ICANN meeting. And then my second one was Toronto. The last one was in Prague. So that was my free bits. That's what ICANN normally do, to actually support you in free ICANN meetings, to actually clear things up. But even this is my fourth one, I'm still confused. So I'm pretty sure that you're just still trying to find your niche and trying to understand what's going on with ICANN. But trust me, I mean, even after this free one, I'm still trying to sort out some of the other stuff. But, I mean, seriously, you get to know your coordinator here is Mama Che. Been very helpful in actually getting us to actually know the ICANN structure, the ICANN community. And I think that's one of the success stories, not only the fact that they are actually providing financial assistance for you to actually get down here, but to have people like Mama Jay and Save who can actually be a mentor to you and actually get you find your ways in this whole complex ICANN community. And I think, so even if you are a little bit confused right now, it's okay, it's going to get better. So as Maureen was saying, maybe in a couple of ICANN meetings, you're going to be in a leadership position and make a difference, not only to the ICANN community, whoever you're actually representing, like in our case, like Tonga. Don't know Tonga, so we can Google it. Tonga. Our CLT is Totio, So that's basically it. I hope to see you around in Aiken in the next couple of days, and looking forward to having a beer. Thank you.
You can put down a couple, I have to say. Yeah, we're gonna do a toss to another fellow alumni who we also got a job at ICANN. I don't know how this is working.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Albert Daniels. I am the senior manager for stakeholder engagement for the Caribbean as part of Latin America and the Caribbean. I was one of the original fellows back in 2007, and my journey has taken me into the confusion, past the confusion, through all of the different, you know, areas of ICANN, and now I actually work for ICANN as part of the Latin American Caribbean team. I just had a meeting, with the Latin American and Caribbean fellows, and it was interesting to hear that for some of you, this is your first meeting, but for others, it is as many as the sixth meeting. And the point I want to make is that here at ICANN, it's journey. And there's several different paths. We've had situations where someone has been a fellow once, and immediately they went back to their country and started doing things with the business community. As you've heard from the Deputy Prime Minister, but in some cases, it takes a longer time. So it's for you to be like a sponge and try to learn as much as you can and focus on topics. What is of interest to you? What is of interest to your organization? What is of interest to your country? And then bring some of that back home. Sometimes you might be the only person from a region come to an ICANN meeting. Then you have a big responsibility because you have to go to as many places as possible so you can bring as much information, maybe a little bit about GAC, something about the CCNSO, something about NCUC, NPOC. You go back home and you become the expert on ICANN. So don't be afraid. Spend the long days and nights. And the biggest blessing that you have as fellows, besides Mama J, I see everybody pointing at her, but the biggest blessing is starting early in morning. Because during those sessions, the ICANN leaders come to you and you get to hear from the horse's mouth what all the different parts of ICANN are all about. I work for ICANN and I still look forward to some of those fellowship sessions because you get an intimate explanation of what ICANN is all about. So yes, I mean, you have to wake up really early, and I understand at this meeting there's no breakfast, but we used to get breakfast before. I hope I don't get into trouble for saying that, Mama J. She's not hearing me. But these morning sessions put you in intimate contact with persons who are movers and shakers, so take advantage of them. There are two ways to see Fadi. One way is at a distance with 1,000 people in a room who all want to talk to him, and the better way is to see him when he shows up in your meeting right here, one-on-one. So take advantage of this small family here and the bigger family that is the fellowship. Mama J, how many children do you have now? Hundreds, right? Yeah, literally hundreds. So we are all family. You're all my brothers and sisters, about 700, even though you don't know it, all right? I don't know many of my family in ICANN. But this is a very important opportunity. And like I always say to the fellows, you become the evangelist. So when Jason goes back to Barbados, he has to spread the word in Barbados and bring more people from Barbados into the ICANN community. When Wanda goes to the Dominican Republic, she has to do the same thing. Whatever we have learned here, take it back home, and we try to bring others with us to support it. Because make no mistake, it is impossible for one person from any country to follow everything that is going on of importance in ICANN. The GAC rep, he or she will stay in the GAC meetings for the whole day. The CC TLD manager, they will stay in the CC NSO for the whole day. But there are other important things happening, business community, security, and so on, that somebody needs to cover. So it's in your interest when you go back home to involve others. So if two of you come to a meeting, you can split the work. And some can go to the GAC, some can go to NCUC at large, and others can go to the business constituency. So this, you are all blessed as fellows, and there were some very positive comments about the fellows in other meetings. I was at the ISPCP meeting today, and this was a meeting with the board, and the comment was made that there are some very bright, intelligent, and sharp fellows. Were they talking about you, or was this another group of people they were talking about? But what they said was that some very good questions were asked by the fellows after the fellows had sat and listened to what those presenters had to say. So yes, you may be new in an ICANN meeting, but you're all very intelligent and you are experts in the field that you come from, whether it's the end user field, the academic field, security, or so on. So take advantage of that. Make use of the rest of us, the ICANN staff, the community leaders. We're all here to help and bring the benefit of what's going on at ICANN back to your country. So Mama Jay, sorry for taking over your meeting. I could talk all afternoon, of course.
That's why I got a beer, because I knew that might happen, so I wanted to kick back just a little.
Sorry, Janice, can I just say something?
Oh, sure, go ahead, just take the mic.
Thank you. Because I don't know if you're, like, tired of hearing thankful people, but we're not done. But we're not done. Because I have special message from SMAC team, from Sarah, from Osama, from Krishna, from Carlton and Marilia and I. And they're basically sending you lots of love and flowers. Okay, done.
Stop it. Seriously, thank you. So here's what we're going to do. It's a darn good thing that you got here. Yes. I want to see you right up here next to me. There is a legitimate reason. Leanna, don't you dare get out of this. This is the fun part. And I'm really sorry for those of you who didn't get a beer or wine ahead of time, because this is going to be a little wobbly for the head. Okay. We are going to do this little game that we do at the end of constituency day when your head's completely blown. And I can only get from you one word. And that one word has to describe how you feel now. One word, not three words, not two words, one word about how you feel right now, these couple days in. Mona.
Overwhelmed.
Nope, on the mic.
Overwhelmed.
Anna.
Excited.
Go.
No, on the mic.
Confused.
Inspired. Fantastic.
Back to thinking.
Still. Excited.
Clarity.
Wonderful.
Humbled.
Oh, that is so fun, face. Oh.
Learning.
Fantastic.
Complete.
Excited.
Wait, am I starting to hear repeats?
I'm tired too.
Reflexive.
Happy.
Awesome.
Enthusiastic.
Fantastic.
Been done. No. Mike goes back to him. No more fantastic. Come up with something else. Mike goes back.
Me?
Yeah. Great.
Lame.
About me, cold. I feel cold.
Well, I just, in my head, just the word consensus.
Determined.
Relaxed.
What? Relaxed.
Serious.
Braingasmic.
Braingasmic.
Motivated.
Challenged.
More than motivated, already used.
Better.
Convinced.
Loaded.
Lowered. So my work is going backwards. You come to Toronto and you feel enthusiastic. You come here and you feel lowered.
Loaded.
Loaded, he said.
Loaded? Do you have too many drinks at the Ombudsman? I'm not sure where to go with you, Bikram.
Wow. Opal.
Can I say it in Spanish? Comprometedor.
I will say it in Spanish. I think you have to get engaged.
Committed.
Engaged.
Empowered.
Moving.
But can't you say that in Russian?
Thank you.
Moving.
So, guys, that kind of loosens you up a little bit for this session, too. But that is the range of feelings, right, that we're having. And what is interesting is having people from different walks of life, different jobs back home, different passage through the fellowship program, first, second time, third time, and yet the word will come. And for me, this rapid fire has just become something really fun to do. And I think it starts you now here on Tuesday to start to think about collecting your thoughts a little bit. And where is Priscilla? I'd like you to just say to the fellows what you said to me just a little bit ago about this collection of thoughts and starting to get this together.
When I first started, I came to know about the internet through the ISOC and becoming a board member on the Pacific Islands chapter. But when I became a board member, I was still lost, trying to understand where things were with internet. But coming to ICANN, that's why I said the word clarity. It's becoming very clear for me now where I can connect all the right dots and then make the thing work. So for me, that's the experience that I'm going to take back from this ICANN fellowship.
And mic off there a sec. So what we want to start to do is diary a little bit. You know, start to jot down some words, some feelings. Pictures have been taken, and there's nothing like here to remind you of the feeling you had or the experience that you were in. So take more pictures. When you're in the sessions and there's a great speaker, like all of our ICANN folks love the paparazzi. Trust me. Makes them feel a little bit more like ICANN Idol-esque. So those will spark memories when you get back home, that was a speaker that really hit home. What they said made sense or questioned you or challenged you. And it makes you think again, oh, let me look up that link, or let me, you know, go back to that PowerPoint and go into that website about that community. So pictures are a wonderful way to diary your way through this week. For me, it always triggers memories and emotions, you know, whether family or work or whatever I'm doing. But do take down some of these notes. What I will be asking you to do in 3 weeks' time, within 3 weeks' time, is to provide your coaches with a bit of a summary of the week. This is not a research paper. Not. Your coaches do not need a research paper in front of them, trust me. But what we're trying to capture is a bit of the expectations coming into this, from application to acceptance, to coaching. What did you think when you learned you were going to get one? How did that work? What did you think was going to happen here? What did happen here? And what do you think you can do with that going forward? And I don't mean, what do you think you're going to do with it come the next board member of ICANN? Well, maybe. No, maybe I do mean that. But I don't need to hear about you accomplishing 10 things because of what you learned here. That's not it. This report is meant to be a reflection, okay? Not 10 pages. It's not 5 pages. It's probably 2 most. It's capturing the best of those thoughts. So I do appreciate that you'll be going back home and you'll be getting reacquainted with family and reacquainted with work. But don't let it go too long before you put these thoughts. That's why if you capture pictures now and thoughts now, it will help. So I want these to be important to you. I want them to be meaningful to the coach. If you need to give the coach constructive criticism, it's okay. Because that's what we use to evolve and get better. The coaches are going to give me constructive criticism,
We already spent 2 hours together, 2.5 hours together on Saturday, and they gave me some good thoughts. And so they all put in their report a couple key summaries from you, and then they'll put some thoughts from themselves, how it worked as a whole. And so we continue to learn and grow this program to continue to improve in quality of an experience for you. I want the coaches to have a good experience. I want you to have a good experience as a first time, second time, third time, or a coach. So I need to hear from that perspective, okay? I won't get the same report from a first-time fellow as I do from a third time, and I don't want that. But I want true critique. I don't need, trust me, y'all, it's not Thursday, I'm not supposed to cry yet. I am touched beyond words with the expressions, gratitude, etc. I am. So don't get me wrong when I say, I don't want to hear them anymore. I don't want to hear them in the reports. That's not what it's about. I appreciate it, but I want the reports to really remain about you and your experience and help me to grow and help this program to grow. I don't like to say it out loud, and there are some people that say don't say it out loud. I'm not here forever. I'm a tired old woman. I got good genes from my mom, but that's the only thing that's holding me together. But this program will need someone else's touch at some point here, someone who will grow it in a dynamic, different direction. I've held it home, and I've held it close, and I think I've created a place of bonding and family, and that's a good base, but there's so much more that could be done with this. But I want that person, whoever, to be able to take over something that has grown to a place because of the impact and input of everyone who's walked the path. And so the thank yous and I love yous are wonderful, but the reports can only help me to strengthen this program, right? Keep making it better. And then you can send other notes of gratitude and chocolates and things separately. Just kidding. So some of the folks, I'm just going to warn you, are going to go to an ISOC gathering, and A-OK with that. Great networking, and I was asked ahead of time, and I think this ICANN week is about getting all these networking opportunities. But before that happens, I'd like to just see if anyone would like to share, you know, just something that's happened, something that's been an aha moment so far this week, something maybe they're having a hard time with. Anybody would like to share a little bit about something that's happened this week?
I will speak in Russia.
Right, because Janice was saying that she liked listening to me in Russian, so I figured I would do that. I started working in 1998, and in 2000, my very first director was George Sadovsky, who is now working at ICANN. I started at the same time. Then I met Vinny Markovsky and Michael Yakushev a bit later. And my attendance at the of ICANN conferences in the thousands, I missed 8-10 years, and now I am back, and I'm feeling like a complete newcomer again. And my feelings about what used to happen at ICANN then and now, I mean, have nothing to do with each other. Things that I was witnessing in the 2000s, I know you're trying to figure out how old I am, but I can tell you that I'm not old. Anyway, back then, the questions that would seem easy these days seemed very complicated back then. Today's issues, they're super complicated, and I, even being as a person who deals with these on a daily basis, even I don't understand them. So I would like to say, Janice, that it was a genius idea to come up with these meetings, to have an opportunity to kind of look around and understand what's going on around you. I think you should keep going and keep in the same vein. Andre and I, we were discussing this, and we decided that on the country level, we'll be doing these types of trainings about what's going on in ICANN. Today, when you ask for reports, I think it would be good if we share these reports amongst each other. Because there are so many players here, I would love to understand what they liked and what they were interested in, because it would help me to work at the CIS countries, ex-Soviet countries, because I am regional sub-director there. It's 10 countries for me, so it would be very important for me if that would be possible. I understand that you're tired from all the expressions of gratitude, but, you know, hey, thank you. That's not enough. What you're doing is a very good thing. And we have done so much thanks to you, and you're helping us greatly. You are guiding us, and you're kind of framing us along the right path. Thank you very much.
I'd be a little nervous if I'm your guide. I should tell you, when I was teaching third grade, it was in a Catholic school. I once was a good Catholic girl. I think that's kind of gone. I'm in Ireland. I don't know if I should say that or not say that. So I was fresh out of college and thought it would be good. My mom would really be happy if I taught in a Catholic school. So I said, okay, I'll go do that. And the nuns didn't quite know what to do with me because I would challenge the third and fourth graders to consider maybe who were the apostles and what were they really doing, and, you know, did Judas really not like Jesus, or what would you think? And they would listen in, and then they would call me to the office and say, excuse me, Miss Duma, you're not here to make them think anything different. You're here just to make them read the Bible. So, well, maybe that's really not the right calling for me. Maybe I need to go somewhere else. So being a guide for people is kind of scary because I seem to go off the beaten path. So be careful how closely you follow me, maybe. It's important, you know, what Tattoo is saying from the aspect of two things. One, sharing reports. You know, it's come up a couple times, and it's an interesting proposition. The reports that I have gotten over the years, some turn out to be very personal, not in the sense of we love you, but in the sense of an experience that's being shared. And so we're going to a place now with the reports, as years have gone through, that we're trying to more focus on the before, the during, and the after. So I think that changes things. So I think we can look at that, because I agree. I think shared experience. I think it's good to see the angles and perspectives others received from going through this. So it would be great if we could, I could look at something maybe on the ICANN community wiki that could maybe be a closed wiki space only to us, so that other community members wouldn't see it unless it's something that we agreed was good post in bumping up, you know, the fellowship program and the achievements of. So let me take that away. I think it's a great takeaway. Second, in going back and collaborating and trainings and things, I think I've said it before. I think I said it in Newcomer and before, but take advantage of the ICANN staff. We are paid. You are not, from an ICANN perspective. And so you're going back home to work as a volunteer. And so you need to lean back on us as staff and say, earn your living. Get us the support, whether it's collateral, whether it's getting some folks from the security, stability, and resilience team to your region, getting your regional manager, stakeholder engagement manager, or vice president to your region. We have the folks from GDD, Global Domains Division, that can come to your region. And there's different ways to go about it. And I'll write some emails and kind of summarize these things, but always you can contact me. I'm happy to do so. But you get some clout by going through the Speakers Bureau, which is an online contact a speaker or request a speaker. It says request a speaker at the very bottom of the ICANN homepage. And it's an online form, and you say, here's who I am, here's what I need, here's what I'd like, here's the dates, bada bing, bada boom. And then we'll get back to you and let you know what we can do for you, more questions. If you'd like to pass it by me first, sure. And others, Bikram is one who did that after Toronto, and we were able to successfully get Richard Lamb to Nepal. Free. It's for free. So take advantage of us. Take advantage of iCanLearn. Take advantage of SlideShare, a software out there, but iCan uses it to upload our slide decks as well. Advantage of us and help us, or let us help you to create these trainings and opportunities.
Champika was also traveled to Nepal for Champika, just after ICANN Singapore 52.
Yes, Champika, he's from Singapore base, and we had request him for keynote speaker for the cybersecurity presentation.
Does anybody else have something they'd like to pop in and share? To stun you, so now you're all free.
Yeah, first of all, I wanna apologize, Raul Solares de Guatemala. I wanna apologize because my English is not fluency, so please put on your headsets. I talk in Spanish.
Well, basically, I'd like to take this opportunity because you only allowed us to say one word, and several words came to my mind, and the truth is that I feel very satisfied, I'm deeply moved, I feel enthusiastic, I'm tired, but especially I feel committed. I believe that, well, what we are learning here is a huge opportunity for us. I was telling this to our coach, Esteban, especially in countries such as Guatemala, where we are just at the very beginning in everything related to internet governance and everything related to the internet. It's really important to get to learn about this. And what comes to my and a statement comes to my mind, I try to use it at all times, the difference between what you want, what you can do, and what you must do. And of course, we apply to these fellowships sessions because we wanted to be here. Now we have realized that we can learn many things, learn about new areas, get involved in different areas, and now it's our duty to multiply and communicate this, what we have learned. Personally, many things come to my mind. I think in Central America, in the five countries, we might do the same, workshops and sessions to help people understand what this world is all about, which is different. It's not what I used to think it was. As we were told here, well, it's important to get more people from our region and our countries involved. So I have now taken the opportunity to say more than one word, and I believe that we feel committed to what we have to do and what is in the future. Thank you very much.
Really impactful. And it kind of plays into tattoos being gone for 8 to 10 years and my insistence, really, for even those who have been away for a while, when they come back, coming through this program and going through the newcomer program, and also kind of the busting of the myths of what ICANN is. You can only do that by walking in the doors. And then all of a sudden, it kind of comes out there. And, wow, it's not quite what I thought. And sometimes it's better and sometimes it's not. But, yeah, it's really, really impactful. And I think the big key that we all talk about and the alumni talk about is the openness that you have to have. And I'm going to point you out, Elsa, just because I can, and I know you can take it. No, it's when you have an interest in something that you're passionate about, human rights, and I make you sit through sessions like intellectual property. You were dying yesterday. I know you were. See, there you go. It is. You kind of say, why would you make me do that? I'm not going to. It's like, again, back to my teaching days. It's like a child coming back saying, why would you make me take math? I am never going to use it. Why do you make me take, trust me, I am going to go out and like farm the land and never talk to people again. All these things that we take in here are going to add to the total package. And I was just talking to a community member in the address supporting organization session with the board.
Why would I go to that session? Because I'm uneducated in it. And I'm here to try to help you and teach you, and I'm uneducated in it. And one of our new selection committee members is from the NRO, the ASO, AFTAB. And he saw me there. He's like, yeah, because I can learn there, right? There's something. So I'm really glad that you got that. And you know I'm not picking on you. And that's why I said I knew I could do it. But all the pieces that make the whole. And unless you really at least have to try to understand the perspectives of those pieces and how they fit into the whole. And someone else said, I think it was Priscilla when she was talking to me, finding the gaps. She's here to try to find the gaps of her knowledge. And that was really good, you know. I mean, you can go into the same old, and keep listening to the same people you've listened to and the same stuff you hear when you're on the conference calls or mailing list. Go out and fill in the gaps and kind of see the other perspective. Andre, I know you want to... Andre, you're...
Thank you, Janice. I want to say only shortly, and to my mind, very, very interesting, important thing, that multi-stakeholderism is not only a base mechanism for governments. To my mind, is a base mechanism for future world governments, if you understand me. Because multi-stake mechanism, multi-stakeholderism in internet is in ICANN, in frame of ICANN. This is a laboratory for our future experience for governments of all the world, all world. This is very, very important approach and very, very important to have people who knows what is the internet governments, what is the real multi-stakeholderism, what is the friendship and what is the fellowship. Yes, it's very important things for all of us. Exchange of our minds, of our expression, of our passion, is very, very important for all of us. So that's all.
I want to add something. It's not that the example you just said about why do you make me study math. I want to share that experience. Yesterday, I went to a whole session about the who is. I'm sure you've all heard of that. And I didn't understand anything. But today in the morning session, there was that lady who told us that just who is a database for the records of registrars. That's it. So sometimes you need to know to simplify the language so that we can understand it. Maybe the intellectual session that we had, it was not simplified for newcomers. It was made for a higher level of knowledge. Maybe the newcomers track or the fellowship track should be simplified to speak our language so that we can understand it. I'm not objecting on learning math or physics, but I'm objecting on learning it in a simplified way so that we can understand it and move on and get advanced. Thank you.
Nareen, next. And I just want to play on that. I really appreciate you saying that. It is a difficult challenge because I want to make sure, and when I say I really do work with other people on staff on this. I, for no reason, even the fellowship program, that wasn't my brainchild. I was very lucky to come into ICANN in 2007 when the project was just starting as a directive from the board for capacity building from country code and government. And so I did it as a project manager. And someone else had the program in San Juan. I was lucky enough to be able to go there as my first meeting and experience the program. And by Los Angeles, I'd been asked to take the program over. But similarly, with the newcomer program, I did start the program, but I by no means feel like I can take credit for it because I keep going out to other people, including folks like yourself, right, to make it better. And so then you come into this problem of...
trying to make it at a level that those who are at the very basics don't feel overwhelmed, but those that are coming in to ICANN with a lot of other experience don't feel like they are being condescended to, talked down to. And when I asked the different speakers to come in, I asked them to go to the middle level, because then those that are challenged should raise their hand and say, take that down a step for me. And those that are not challenged say, I already got that. Give me something better. Give me something else. But you have given me great food for thought on, I hate to say additional sessions, but additional sessions or a different way to break out how I'm doing them. When we are talking hot topics, maybe that's a section I can have, and the hot topics are at a basic level. So who is, as they this morning, will now rise up to the hot topic again with the GNSO review of the GTLD once accountability and transparency and the transition kind of moves into maintenance mode, we hope, you know, with approvals. But that's a really good idea that you've stuck in my mind, because there is something else we can do to key into those kind of things. Good stuff. Noreen? Go, Ren.
Noreen, for the record, I would like to bring one example, the very important lesson which I learned during those last years working with ICANN at large. I was participating in one online meeting, and there was several channels when this meeting was translated and transmitted. And in the Russian channel, there was only one participant. Nevertheless, the whole meeting was translated to Russian, and even that person left in the middle of the meeting. But the whole session, the whole meeting was translated, and I was truly amazed. And we all come from different countries with different backgrounds, and I'm from a new democracy. We think that this is a new democracy, and we built big plans. And I think this is a lesson all of us and maybe our countries should learn. This approach, which I see as a basis, a foundation of this multi-stakeholder approach. Thank you very much.
And I know Sabrina is going to take a note to talk to Christina Rodriguez, who is in charge of our language services. That's been a growth in ICANN to have interpretation in more rooms and available. And you're right, even when there's one person in the room, if there was no one in this room for the remote pretense that we promised, interpretation, translation of transcriptions, you know, that's there, and that's, I really appreciate you pointing that out. Go Elsa, and then to Navid.
Okay, first of all, I really want to thank you, Janice, for really supporting us in every way. I'm going to go straight to the point. Mehdi and I were talking the second day, I think, and we were looking around, and we were seeing how much experience ICANN has collected on over those 54 meetings. And I'm really curious to know how ICANN 1 was. Really, I'm very curious.
Elsa, you know what I would love for you to do?
Remove my hair off my face.
Love your hair. Stop. No. At the public forum, we have a section for any other business. And if you went up and said, Mr. Chair, Steve Crocker, I would like to know what it was like in ICANN 1. I'm a newcomer fellow here for ICANN 54. What was ICANN? He would love to have a question that wasn't about, how come you haven't produced this? How come it's so slow here? Why does it cost so much? No visas. Man, yeah. You would give him the biggest break in the world.
No, but seriously, the details, you can see it in the details, and it's beautiful. Concerning our fellowship program, I would have hoped, it was amazing, really, but I would have hoped, and in encouragement or support to what my colleague there said, I would have loved if there were a crash course before we came here, questionnaires that we had to fill in weekly, multiple choice questions for general knowledge for us before we come in here. And even the old people who have been here before, they could like refresh their memory about the old things that they might have forgotten. So it would have been really amazing. And the second thing, like, I felt really lonely in this fellowship program because I felt like I was the only one from civil society. Maybe just, yes. Maybe I just have one fellow here. It would have been really nice if the group was a bit bigger and we would have given more encouragement to work a bit together. Even if it's like cross-regional, it would have been really nice if we would have had like a cross-regional kind of effort in terms of civil society movements in ICANN. I don't know, it's just a small suggestion. No, I'm not going to talk about you, Mahdi. And the last thing is that I would have also loved to see an online forum for us all on which we can put profiles and our own interests on it, the material that we would be most interested in, and what we shared on Facebook maybe put in a more organized way in a forum, and eventually no offense here, an ICANN for Dummies book. It would be really nice, and I would really love to have it. I'm glad that I'm not so much of a dummy anymore after these 3 days, and I'm looking forward to my coming meetings, hopefully. Thank you again, Janice.
Yeah, really good. So a couple things. You can tell I'm taking some notes. One of the things, the first thing I wrote down after Mona talked about the Who Is in Hot Topics, I wrote down maybe webinars before the meeting. So maybe I can get one of our staff experts or a community expert to do a webinar. And, of course, time zone challenge. We know we are no matter what we try to do. Maybe we do two different time zones, plan enough ahead, and record it. And those who couldn't attend will at least have a webinar. Maybe we do a survey. Navid was so good this time because we were building into the next application to query about languages so that we can do a better job understanding what we need support from our language services for, so that they're providing just what we need when it's possible. And Navid said, let me do a survey here. Let me find out for you and get those languages. And so we can use tools like that, Elsa, to find out more. I know the sectors through the application. Your coaches know the application that you're interested in. And I feel like I don't want to overwhelm anyone. That's why I pull back and only let the coaches have 6 weeks of your time, a couple weeks to get visas and all that other stuff going, and then 6 weeks with the coaches. We've been working on this. How much is too much to your day job, preparing for the coach's day job, for their preparing, you know, we're working on it. And that can be part of your report, you know, give some advice and things like this. And time here, too, is hard because you want to be in the sessions, and yet to have roundtables on your own of similar sector and interests would be really good. But it's all workable, and it's really important that you say it. So when I'm trying to match coaches to the people learning over 2 years, it's more important to have you regionally accessible than sometimes sector accessible, because we can't have it all. So the coaches in Los Angeles and Singapore last year said, let's do regional first and then sector, regional and language first and then sector second. Then again, I'm at the mercy of the selection committee, in a way, from the coaching perspective. Not all alumni want to come back and be a coach at a time. They have more learning to do or whatnot. So this time I had no coaches from the Asia Pacific region. So I was challenged regionally, time-wise, and if there were any language. Our great coaches from Latin American Caribbean took on that task and the time zone challenges and stuff. But it is really important for your journey to start to feel that you're part of different types of families, and that's a really good point that I appreciate you making. And I think it's something that we can work with, because it's all about your strength and fortitude during this week and leading up to it, and how much you want to put into it. So we can create those sub-circles and then kind of determine maybe how often, just an introduction, and then maybe partway through the training, the six-week process. You can also talk to Jeff Dunn, who runs the ICANN Learn and outreach programs. I've already talked to him about the comment from the coaches that there is not a good, in ICANN Learn right now, there's like this 101, and you talk about the ICANN for Dummies. Yeah, you should be making that. You know, you're the ones that should be making that. And that's what ICANN Learn's about, is getting the people that want to create the courses. You create them. Jeff, from his education background, facilitates for you, helps you to pull it together, and we get it in the right place. But if it's time to, like, toss ICANN 101 out and create ICANN 101 refreshed and an ICANN 102 and a 103, you know, these are all things that are really important to say. And like I said, I already told Jeff that part, but I told him we'd follow up in the coach reports and stuff. But yeah, this is all really doable stuff.
I just want to add one more thing. I really thank you for making me get off my laptop and listen to the intellectual property person. And honestly, I went to the intellectual property, I went to the security, and I went to a technical session. I wouldn't have done if I wouldn't have listened to everyone. And I really think it's really beneficial. And within the NCSG, I think one of the members and I are going to start off maybe a cross-working group with technical into civil society because of this. So thank you. And
This is Naveed. Actually, first of all, I would like to recall a number of options that we already have, and we need to see if we are fully utilizing that before. I mean, along with, you can always talk about improvement, but we need to ask ourselves, are we using that to the potential that we can? I mean, ICANN Learn has problems, and I identified that. But having said that, I don't think anybody has tried that, because, I mean, this is what at least the newcomers should try. And then there are a number of other things that newcomers can have, and perhaps, to my observation, there is some lag in that. For example, in this particular meeting, I didn't see newcomers visiting ICANN information booth. So every time I went there, I had my duties there. I spent more than 2 hours yesterday, 1.5 hours today, and I can't see any newcomer visiting the booth. I mean, there, every time I went there, there was a group of alumni there. We chatted, we shared. I mean, if a newcomer could have gone there, they could share the experiences, they could ask questions from the alumni that are, I mean, one of them is always there. So we need to take advantage of that because this is for the newcomers, of course, this information booth. We need to take it, we still have 2 days left, so I would suggest to take advantage of that. Then Wisdom also started this like experience sharing thing. So myself and Dushan remained there for like 30 to 40 minutes, but nobody came. So we were there to share our experiences, and I asked Wisdom for the following days, and he said the same happened. So these are the opportunities that we can take advantage of as a newcomer to get even better experience of this meeting. I mean, you have coaches available to help along, but along with that, these are the opportunities that advantage. I mean, along with that, I support the suggestions that have, but I was just trying to say that we need to take advantage of the opportunities as well. Thanks.
You're absolutely right. If there's tools put out there, but the problem is that it's just like with our community members, which we all are now, we are so challenged by the amount of sessions available. You know, it's really hard. You have to make choices all the time. You know, do I get out there? Do I go to the session? Do I stay in this great hallway conversation? Do I go down to the booth? It's really challenging. So I totally agree with you, Naveed. I completely agree. You have all the experience, and it's offered, and the newcomer should take opportunity to avail themselves of that. On the other hand, if this isn't working because of the competition out there of session selection, then maybe the program needs to change. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, my boss is going to hate me for saying this from a budget perspective. But I'm combining different things that I've heard over time and now here again. You know, maybe other than webinars, be my first thing. It's cost effective, right? We can reach out ahead of time. We can cover some topics, get better prepared than we even are. You know, the coaches have been amazing. But maybe we can do these webinars. Another thing, if I put together, I was going to say we, but kind of is we, because I'll be reaching out to the alumni anyway, and all of you after today will, or after Thursday will be alumni, so I can reach out to you, to create a schedule for a Saturday. Oh my God, the team and the interpreters will just want to kill. Another person wants another day. But maybe this is what it's telling us, that newcomer is good, don't get me wrong, but it can't hit it all. And how do you get it all packed in? So maybe there's a two-step program. You know, maybe there's that, you know, Saturday that we do these sessions and alumni experience sessions. I get a lot of the alumni, the coaches come in on Friday, and we could have a planning session, and we can be ready for that and do a coach sharing, operation, alumni experience sharing. Oh, stop it, Martin, you love it. And then be better prepared, and all the newcomers come in on Sunday. But as a fellow, perhaps something additional for you, to because you're the ones that we've chosen, because you've asked for it, to get that expedited journey. Give you that extra step, and then give the general and overall back again, which is still useful for you on Sunday. I can't promise it, but right now we're in planning for fiscal year 17. So there's no better time than now to start thinking about ideas, because this is all about, and I have no problem asking for it, because this is the capacity building pool. And it's been a proven entity. You know, we've gotten people in all of the community groups, every single one, in these 9 years. And I give fellowship program like a 3-year, 4-year kind of a, you know, pass, because we were building an alumni base. Now, you know, it's a proven entity, so maybe we need to invest just a little bit more. So these are really good ideas. These are the kind of things that make me think and make me be able to go back and formalize the plan and do. Can I ask you to hold one sec? Is your microphone just on? Oh, come on, did you want to say something, or you're good? No. Over here, Ayad Nabil?
I'd like just to follow on what you have just said. So for me, for example, this is my second ICANN meeting as a fellow. So in the first one, it was an overwhelming experience, as everyone has already experienced it when coming to ICANN or IGF or other global meetings. And during the meeting, I have asked one of the ICANN staff who was an ICANN fellow, who is Fahd Bataina, and I asked him, I would like to stick some group within ICANN, but I'm a techie person, I'm technical, so what can you suggest for me? So he suggests many working groups, but the last one was the task force for Arabic script IDN is under it's a Middle East strategy, ICANN strategy, and it was really something technical, and it sticked with my background, and I felt that I can add an added value to task force, and starting from this from the ICANN meeting, I joined the task force, and I was committed to the work of this task force. The weekly calls, conf calls with the other members. And for example, in ICANN Singapore 52, I was invited to join to be able to have this face-to-face meeting with the other members, and to attend also the ICANN meeting the week. And for example, for this meeting, I would like to thank you for selecting me, of giving me the chance to apply for a returning fellow, because it has permitted me to participate and to present, to make presentation in two different sessions. So one was yesterday, and the second one will be tomorrow, to talk about the progress of this task force, of the work of this task force. So I think that without this fellowship program, it would have been difficult for me to come and to make these presentations. So this is a second part of the advantages that can come with the fellowship program, to permit to give this chance to some members, some ICANN members and ICANN participants to come here and to their work and to participate in the follow-up of the work. So thank you.
What time is your session tomorrow?
So we have two sessions about IDNs, but the second one it's between 1 p.m. 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Where is that at?
Check.
Okay, good. Check and get back. So I'd love to put that on my schedule if I can come and see, and anybody from the fellowship, if you're there, I think it's nice to come and support you, patient.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so write me back to remind me. I'll put up my calendar.
Okay.
So,
hi, Rita. Just back to, thank you, Janice. Sorry, I have to say that. But I just wanted to say I can learn. I found that very helpful for me, even with the busy schedule. And it was very useful for me to kind of recap. And, you know, even though it was 101, I felt like I was back in school and like, oh, my gosh. You know, but it was great for me, you know, that prep work. So the beforehand for me was great. I've read about ICANN before, but kind of, yes. And then you go through the ICANN Learn, and for me it was good because it's relative. You know, I found, this really is relative to what we do. And then coming here, you know, it kind of did set a ground, you know, just prepared me a bit for what's going on. I know the sessions are, you know, it's a huge schedule. For me, it's like, wow. But an experience I had today was really great when I went to the NPOC. Martin was there, and I was kind of hesitant, you know, to walk. Oh, no, I'm not sure, you know. You know, I'm a techie also, so the teams were great. But I walked in there, and the mindset I had, it was great because it just kind of opened, you know, a lot of things that other side of work that you do outside of work. And I just found it very inspiring. And late in that session, Fadi was able to come. And it was just so awesome, you know, just sitting there and listening to, very inspiring. He talked about the ethos and, you know, the thing with the IANA, you know, that they really need to wrap it up. You know, otherwise this time frame is only going to be there for so long. It just makes you realize, you know, all the work that's been put in by so many people. But it was just awesome. I just thought, you know, this was just so great to be here at the right time. I came down, and I think I was talking to Ida after that. I was just so hyped. But it was just a great experience, you know. It was a not-for-profit, you know, something that I wasn't really thinking about, but it just, you know, opened up again. You know, you talk about openness, and it just, you know, just those, you know, this adrenaline and fluid and all that just all just started coming through. You know, you get a buzz, you know, and I thought it was just great. You know, I had Martin sitting next to me, but, you know, it was a great experience for me today, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity. You know, I just feel really humbled, you know, to be here and to share and to learn. I mean, there's so much to learn, but, you know, I think we're given these opportunities so that we can do something with. Thanks again.
Just talking about Fadi, do we still have this invitation to go tomorrow to the Trinity College to listen to the Fadi speech?
That's like a whole separate thing, yeah. So, off the record. Okay, so I think I'm coming to Albert, and then we're going to do a big wrap by going to Lawrence at the end, because I want you to talk about what we talked about yesterday.
Thank you, Janice. So the question of where do I fit in is one that comes up often. And as we come from different backgrounds, we don't always have an easy answer to that. Some of us come as a first or second or third fellow, and we can fit in the NSO or GAC immediately, but for the rest of us, it's a bigger challenge. And this point that was made about the regional strategies is a very important one. In our region, Latin America and the Caribbean, regional strategy was developed by persons in the community. What is important to you? Came up with several topics that person, community, some of whom had never been to an ICANN meeting, felt were of importance. And we saw how there was a tie-in between those topics and overall global ICANN strategy is. And as a result, right now, the strategy has been revised and there are 39 individual projects. So as a technical person, as somebody in a university, as somebody working, you know, end user, well, not working as an end user, there typically is some topic find that you have an interest in. Next step is to volunteer to be a member of a working group on that particular topic, whether it's something related to human rights, whether it's something related to authority. So in each of your regions, regardless of where you come from on the globe, there is a regional strategy, and I encourage you all to find out a little bit more about that strategy and see what's in there for you, because it could be a way for you to sustain your involvement in ICANN on a topic that is of
interest. Thanks for this opportunity. So my first contact with the ICANN ecosystem was just about, I think, 8 months ago at ICANN 52. And like many of us who are newcomers, I still had to live with a lot of my head. I hadn't gotten a clue of where I could function in terms of the community, but I hadn't gotten my finger on what particularly I was going to do. But there was something that we were exposed to before leaving meeting, and that was the policy side of what ICANN has to do. If you were to click on www.icann.org, right there at the homepage, one of the first things you see is a place that has to do with the PDP, you know, the ongoing policy work, and given an opportunity to contribute to what's going on. Right after that, I went to that portion of the site, and I saw that there was some ongoing discussion. Public comments were requested for a waiver for RAA, for registrar's insurance. And in other words, ICANN was looking at the fact that there was a little snag in the contract that prevented underserved regions from onboarding as registrars. Particularly, there was this requirement where you have to have up to $500,000, and which amounts to a lot of money in some of these underserved regions. And I decided to, you know, just do some research because I understood the fact that this was some work that needed contribution to. Called up a few insurance companies to get some information locally, some research, and before the time for the comment closed, decided to post my own comments. It took a little time, 2-3 days, to do some good research. But one thing I noticed also by the time the comment period closed was the fact that from the underserved regions, there were just 4 comments. But then that opportunity passed by. Fast start to 3 weeks. I'm checking my mail like I normally do when I wake up. And I see a comment made by a community member, blah, 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 you know, something good has happened. And so I read the comments. I quickly get back to the ICANN.org site, and I see this announcement from ICANN that the insurance requirement has been waived. If Mama J will remember, that was actually what even got me looking for ICANN in the first instance. So I'm excited that, yes, this has been done. But you know what? When I went on reading the whole document, I got to this place where there was a lot of beautiful statistics that came out from a contribution from Nigeria. I did my little English, but then the experts turned it to a lot of information benchmarking our GDP against what, and clicked on another link, and there it was. Those little comments that I made was just there staring me in the face. And believe you me, I felt good on the inside. But I'm bringing this up to let us know that when I was doing all that, I didn't know that, one, it was going to be referenced. Two, I never had it in my mind that it would go a long way to affecting this kind of a policy. That is what our little time, our little voice, and the little contributions that we make can go a long way to impact. And that hurdle has been crossed. Yes, a waiver has been given, but then the truth is there are still loads of policies right there on the site as we speak that are going to close very soon, but are begging for some form of just your voice. Do some little work. Let's put those information out. It might not benefit us directly, but then the truth is that it's going to change something, and it's going to also affect the resilience and the stability of... I think I've spoken enough. Thank you.
Oh, no, you did.
Thank you.
Dude, that's what it's all about. That's why I wanted you to wrap it up. I'm really proud of you, and it's just the perfect end point to this, that we keep saying... Every single voice counts. And what's happening to you may or may not be happening to someone else in another region. But if you don't put your hand up and say something, public comment is a waste if it's just the same old people saying the same old stuff. And that's why it takes forever to get through here sometimes. It's just the same old, same old. So yes, it does take a couple days, and our time is precious. But think about it. Lauren said, so few comments from developing countries, and yet we need, you know, so many services to developing countries. We need so much input about what has to happen. We need equal chance and equal choice and equal opportunity, but you have to get your voice out there. You know, you got to make some noise. So thank you for making the noise, and we're actually going to get out 5 minutes early. Wahoo! Back from the tech team, a big wahoo. Woo. Back from the interpreters, wahoo. Thank you guys very much. See you at the 80s party. All right, adios amigos.